Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
You got to get past the Disney on Ice. How's everybody? Pretty good? Yeah? Got a big weekend planned? Big weekend plan? Got plans tonight? What are you?
Greek Easter this weekend.
It's Greek Easter?
Yeah.
So what do you do for that?
We're going to church for a few hours.
Yeah? That's it? Is there a party or something?
Dinner at 2 in the morning.
Dinner at 2 in the morning?
I guess so.
Is that a tradition, a Greek tradition, to have dinner at 2 in the morning?
Well, after service.
Oh, because the service goes all night.
Yeah.
And then typically what would you have in the dinner?
Lamb.
Okay. Anything on the side?
Greek salad.
Greek salad, okay. Potato. I was wondering, do Greeks actually eat a Greek salad, or is that just something that was foisted upon them by restaurateurs?
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And what else? What's a good Greek, baklava or something?
Something like that. They might not do that, though, because of all the people. Maybe they'll make some coffee and ice cream or something.
Is there too many people coming to it?
I think so.
That'd be a lot of baklava, huh?
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Do you make your own baklava?
Mine does.
Yeah. Once in a while. Rarely.
Yeah. Can you get me just briefly? I know there's a lot of layers to it, but how do you do that?
Butter, nuts, and you bake it, and then you throw syrup on it.
Sounds so easy when you say it that way, but it probably takes you about 7 or 8 hours.
It dries up, and it breaks when you're trying to lay it out.
I hate it when your phyllo gets dry and breaks. You know? I've had that problem for years. I'm not even Greek. I do love that food, though. Okay, well, very good. Can you tell Bob Sparks something he doesn't already know? I don't think so. Because I don't know who Bob Sparks is. I don't know what he knows. Where is Joe Mama? Joe Mama says here. Well, where's Bob Sparks? Who's Joe Mama? Well, that's Bob Sparks. Can I get you to stand up, Bob Sparks? And let's see what do you know and what don't you know?
I really don't run into that problem because if there's something I might not know, I just ask my wife, and she's very good with Google.
You're a very wise man, Bob Sparks. You're wise beyond your years, even, which is a pretty good trick at this point, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm 78. Yeah.
Bob Sparks has taken over my show here, ladies and gentlemen, just on the sheer basis of personality and so forth. And where's Joe Mama? Is that, am I reading that right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just, excuse me, I'm just going to lean over here. Yeah. Joe Mama is not your legal name, is it?
That's what the kids have always called me. And the grandkids.
Yeah. You mean kids on the street are shouting that at you, or you mean Joe Mama? Or are they... Our kids in the family call you that.
My son sort of started that, I think, and with his friends, and my daughter's with her friends. But then when I took up the cello, instead of Yo-Yo Ma, they called me Joe Mama.
All right, now it makes perfect sense. And then how did Bob Sparks enter this equation?
Well, we have the last same name.
Okay, that's as far as it goes?
We've been married 56 years.
56? Well, they say the first 56 are the hardest. Do you find that to be true?
I don't know about the years afterwards, so I can't.
Where did you meet?
University of Wisconsin.
You did?
Yes. 57, 58. And then when we left the universities, we did our careers in Indiana and Texas and around, and came back to Wisconsin, Madison, to retire. Been here about...
You're here now.
Yes.
I
yes.
Mean, I know you're here now.
Yes, and these are... these are my guests.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the Sulphur Springs crowd?
That's my cousin, and this is my sister from College Station.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yes.
Isn't that a nice little group here we got here going, and it's... All this Sparks connection, and you can't tell him anything? Now, did you mean to imply that you cannot tell Bob Sparks anything? Because he seems to say that...
Well, he's a very good resource, but, you know, he just seems to know everything.
Yeah.
Well, I asked him when we got the card, put down a question to ask Michael, and he says, you know, he can't tell me anything. You know, I know everything. So I said, I'll write something, and that's what I wrote.
Let's go back to Bob Sparks then. Excuse me just a second. I mean, lean over you. Bob, stand up here, Bob. Take your medicine like a man. But you're a pretty knowledgeable guy. What field are you in?
I majored in engineering physics. No, that's very limiting. I know practically nothing.
You know everything about engineering and physics, that end of engineering. So about bridges, trusses?
Semiconductors.
Semiconductors?
But there's a lot more to life than semiconductors and trusses.
There is, and I'm glad I could retire and do some other things.
So now, what do you do in retirement? That you expanded your horizons?
Well, we go to the Overture Center for symphonies, plays. We walk. We used to play bridge until it got too difficult for me.
Too difficult?
Too difficult.
Too difficult?
Yes.
Well, I'm enjoying this, but I got to do other things. Sparks and the family and JoJo Mama, Joe Mama, and their friends from Sulphur Springs. What a group. Good group. Thank you all for coming. Chris Kirkpatrick from Iowa City, Iowa, says, how do you feel about wives not taking their husband's last name? Well, I've had two. One of them took it. One of them didn't. But, on the other hand, the one who took it gave it back. So either way, it's a wash. I don't think, you know, I don't blame them if they don't, because you can give it back, and who wants it? I do admire the couples who kind of join their name, hyphenate their names and stuff, you know, but some of them get pretty ridiculous. You know, if you've been married a couple of times, it gets really long, you know. So it's more like a train of names, you know, than. But where is Chris? Kirkpatrick from Iowa City. They left. They had to go because their spouse wanted them to go. Okay. Terry Bartnick, Abbotsford up north. Abbotsford is near you, isn't it, Lyle? You're in Colby? Is your mic ever work? Try talking into it once.
No, I'm from Abbotsford, but now my mother lives in Dorchester.
You're from Abbotsford, though. Okay. Where are the Bartnicks? Is that right, Bartnick? Yeah. Well, let me come to you because I don't want to put you out or anything. Do you know the Andersons? You know the Andersons up there in Abbotsford?
I do not know Andersons, but I heard Kramer's on your program one day. That's how I knew Lyle was from Abbotsford.
Oh, you never run into the Andersons?
What's his mother's name?
What's your mother's name?
Dorothy. They live in Dorchester.
Oh, she was married to Gordon Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, now we're getting somewhere.
Yes.
How did you not know him? And then Lyle, Lyle was just Lyle, the boy.
I guess I never met Lyle the boy. I just met his
mom. There he is right there. He's there behind that glass there. We keep him there in that little room there, but because you got to, you know, you have to be safe that way.
Okay.
And so how are things up there? Are you farming up there?
No, I'm a milk hauler.
You're a milk hauler.
I go to the farms and pick up the milk and take them to the factory where they make it into cheese. So we got to drive through all that snow on Thursday.
Yeah, how was that?
That was not very much fun. And the ski trails, the cross-country ski trails are actually open up north.
Yeah.
You talk about the snowmobile trails?
Yeah.
The cross-country ski trails are open.
It's great, isn't it? Don't you love it?
Well, I do like winter, so I don't mind.
You don't mind too much. Except you got to haul that stuff through all that. Okay, you're almost like those truckers, and those Alaska truckers hauling the pipe up north.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. Almost, yes.
Yeah, the milk must go through, right?
That's absolutely right.
You have to use your own vehicle to haul that milk?
Yes, we have five trucks.
Five trucks?
Yes.
You drive all five? Do you have a convoy?
I'm not at one time.
Well, very nice. Is the whole family here? Are these all Bartnicks?
Well, just my youngest son. He bought me these tickets for my birthday.
Did you want them, or did he just... Yes. They were cheap, right? They were in his price range?
That's right, yes. He didn't even make me pay for them. He's in college, so usually...
He's a good kid.
He's a wonderful
son. And where is he going to school?
Stevens Point.
Stevens Point. What are you taking? What are you studying?
Studying.
It's called what you take in college. What are you studying? Dietetics?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
He's only in that field because he's the only man in that field. The rest of them are all women.
That's a good field to be in, then. very nice to meet you, and hello to all the family here.
Thank you. You too. Thanks. Yes.
Thanks for coming. How are you?
Good.
Huh? Did you feel like, did you want to say hello?
Hi.
Yeah. What's your name?
Addie.
Addie. That's one of my favorite names. Yes. Yours too? Oh, you're telling her to say that. Okay. It's hers too. Her favorite name too. What grade are you in right now, Addie?
Second.
Second grade? Is it harder than first was?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is hard in second grade?
Pretty much math. Yeah. It's just we're using lots of units of measurement, and it's just kind of hard.
Yeah. Is there one unit of measurement that's harder than another?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Bushels I never got, and pecs. Bushels and pecs and things, because it doesn't make any sense. Do you have a subject you really like?
Yeah.
What do you like?
Reading.
Oh, yeah. What are you reading right now?
Well, we do have these, like, guided reading groups, and I really can't remember what we're reading.
Oh, yeah. But it's good, huh?
Yeah.
You read on your own, too? Like,
yeah.
Is there, like, a favorite book or series of books or anything that you read on your own?
I am reading a series of books, mm-hmm. The Rise of the Guardian books.
Yeah. And what's that about?
It's about how there is this nightmare king, and his name is Pitch, and he's, like, all bad, and he turns children's good dreams into nightmares.
Whoa. Does your mother know you're reading that? That sounds like a very interesting book.
Yeah.
Are they kind of scary?
The first one was kind of.
Yeah. But then you want to read the second one and see what happens, right?
I don't have the second one. I only have the first and third.
Oh. Got to get the second one, because how do you make, you know, something might have happened in between there.
I know.
I think your mom is nodding too. You probably get that. Well, nice, very nice talking with you, Addie. It's a pleasure. Interesting book. I got luck with those. My brother. I say hello to my brother. Don't I? My brother Arthur. He's a physician. He's a wealthy California physician from San Jose. Stand up a minute, Arthur. You can stand up, can't you?
Not really.
What is your
Yes.
What is your belt size these days?
Oh, we were talking about that. It's let's say it's between 34 and 39.
Now, Arthur is a physician, all right. But here's the thing about weight. And what is your thing about weight exactly? What, you don't weigh yourself.
That is true. I didn't know this was going to be repeated, but...
it's fascinating. I think about you, and I think about not weighing yourself.
Yes. What's the point, you know?
No. Shouldn't one weigh oneself?
Well, the health benefits of losing fat is best measured by a belt size. Because the high risk weight goes to the midsection in men, particularly. So outcomes of illness, predicted future illness, correlates better with your belt size than it does with your actual weight.
Is this based on actual research or your own predisposition?
No, it has nothing to do with my predisposition. I'm the opposite predisposition.
Sure. What would that be?
That would be to not worry about the belt size.
And this works, but does it help in terms of losing
patients? It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it.
You tell them not to weigh themselves just to change their belt every so often?
No, they're all going to, they're not going to listen anyways, one way or another. But if they do lose belt size, then, you know, I tell them that they've done a real good thing for their overall health.
Yeah. But what about a guy like me who wears these braided belts? Where you can stick it anywhere you want, and you don't even know. It's somewhere between. I'm like you, between a 32 and a 40, basically.
Well, you could just use colored belts or something like that. You could do a blue, a red, and a green, you know.
Oh, like karate or something.
Yeah, something like that would be good.
All right, well, thanks. Thanks for
All right, very good.
From a wealthy California physician, Arthur Feldman, some medical advice. This is why I never went into medicine, because our family was not designed for it. We're not built for it. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because, frankly, we got to. We're a quiz show. It's required by law, and we do that. And I noticed some of you were sitting here watching the first one and giving actually suggestions to Matthew as who's up there. Perhaps one of those people like to try it themselves, put themselves on the line. And probably a little. Do you think you could do it, Addie? I mean, you're kind of young. I don't know. You're pretty good in school, though, right? Yeah? Reading at a fifth grade level, that's good enough for the one you don't quiz. Come on, Addie. You feel good about this? Fifth grade level is a national average, so that's... This is very good. And then you work with someone out there, who will call up and play along with you, and you'll have a support staff and some of the greatest minds of my generation. Like me, I can't put on my headphones. Let's see, RL. That's all you got to know. And you met my brother with his belt theory of weight. That's my brother. Do you have brothers or sisters or anything?
Actually, one of each.
You do? Are you in the middle?
Actually, I'm the youngest sibling.
Mm-hmm. Youngest sibling. So you have two older siblings?
Yeah.
And what are their names?
Jessa.
Hmm.
And
the other one.
Philip.
Very nice. You get along with them? Pretty good?
Yeah, I really don't. I haven't seen my brother because he just got out of the army.
Oh.
So, he even left before I was 5. So
oh, sure, yeah.
It was kind of hard, but.
Yeah.
Well, I got through it.
So yeah, you got through it. And he's a lot older than you. And then the Jessa, is that what you said?
Yeah.
And what age is she?
27, I think.
Really? Okay, so you
had her second child over a month ago.
Okay. And so your folks took a little time off, probably, after the first two, and then the miracle of Addie. Yeah. Right. You don't want to call yourself a miracle. That's for someone else to do. I know. I'm a miracle. You know. Well, not so much anymore. You know, it's a miracle I'm still around, really, but... Okay, Addie, you know how the quiz works? Someone out there calls in and plays along with you, and then we have various categories.
Yeah.
You know how it goes? Okay, good. Have you heard the show a lot? Or?
This is actually my first time
listening
and watching the show.
Mm-hmm. What do you think so far?
It's good. I was like, I'm not going.
And yet here you are. But you're glad you came now, right? Because you're on the air and you get a lot of fans out there. You get notoriety when you go back. Where's your home?
Actually in Eau Claire. So we got like some snow. And actually I think Black River Falls got like 16 or 17 inches of snow.
I saw that. You didn't get quite that much though, huh? But maybe a foot or so?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you like the fact that it snowed in May? Was that too weird?
It's a little weird of weather that I'm thinking... I'm in Colorado.
Yeah. You're thinking that. I must be in Colorado, but you're in Eau Claire or Black River Falls. Yeah. Okay. All right. Someone out there, we have, how do we do that again, Sarah?
People who want to play the quiz, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669.
Okay.
And
is there easier to remember that?
Yeah, there is. 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. WHACK-NOW. Whack.
No one has ever said the H before. Thank you so
yes,
much for
welcome.
Doing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And then
you ask them a question.
Oh, I ask them this question.
Which they have to get right in order to play the rest
okay,
of the
Okay, we want here the estimated number of ladybugs in the Mall of America.
Zero?
You don't have to answer. Someone out there does. No, I'll tell you, actually, there's a lot of them. You'd be surprised. The Mall of America has a lot of plants and vegetation. Mall of America, you know the Mall of America. Have you been to the Mall of America in Minnesota? You must, yeah. It's not too far from you. And so what they brought, they had pests. They had aphids. You know your aphids. So you bring in aphids, and you got to bring in your ladybugs. Then you got to bring in, like, large birds to get the ladybugs. It gets out of hand. Then you need foxes to get the birds. It's really getting crazy out there. I wouldn't go to the Mall of America anymore. It's a jungle out there. But I want to know the estimated number of ladybugs in Mall America to the nearest 1,000, would you think?
That sounds right.
Yeah, because there are thousands. You need a lot of them because a lot of aphids. Okay. Steve's on the line from Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Have you been having the weird weather in Columbus, like here?
No, it's been terrific here the last week or so.
Yeah, warm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah, warm, sunny, and
yeah.
Oh, good.
Makes me feel even worse. Ohio gets good weather. Wisconsin gets stuck with. It's been very strange.
Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. What do you do these days, Steve?
Actually, I'm a chef.
Oh, you are. Are you working now?
No, I'm off today.
You're off today. What kind of chef are you?
I work in a grocery store. We have anything from meatloaf to citrus poached salmon.
Yeah? Were you trained as a chef? Did you go to chef school?
No, just practical experience throughout my life.
Just the school of hard cooking knocks?
That's the one.
Steve, how many ladybugs, the nearest 1,000 you think there are in the Mall of America that they imported there to get rid of their aphids?
I'm going to just take a guess at 20,000.
Don't you think it would be more than that? It's the Mall of America. It's pretty big.
Well, I was thinking like 57,000.
Yeah, I'm thinking, now I think you're getting somewhere on this question.
More like 120,000.
No, I wouldn't say there's that many, though. You know, because one ladybug could probably eat 1,000 aphids, don't you think?
Oh, probably around 80,000.
All right. Let's say that then, Steve.
I like it.
Okay. That's why I've never won any Peabody Awards, ladies and gentlemen. This type of radio doesn't win awards. But Steve, I thought you deserved to be on the air. Addie, this is Steve on the other end there. He's in Columbus, Ohio. And he's a chef.
Hi, Addie.
Hi.
Hi.
You want to say hi again?
Hi.
All right, already. She said hi. Leave her alone. So the two of you work together. You're a team. We have various questions, as you'll see. And what are those categories, Sarah Nick?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Steve, you pick the first one. What would you like?
How about science?
Science. Science question. You ready?
Got you.
You got science, right, Addie?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Is there an iTunes region in the brain? Is there an iTunes region in the brain? A region in the brain where iTunes comes from? I don't know. I don't know what this is. Purchases in iTunes or that registers with iTunes in the brain?
I'm very low-tech, Addie. Help me out.
Talk it over.
Probably yes and no, like songs stuck in your head or no.
Okay. Yes and no kind of covers all possibilities. Do you want to narrow it down to one of those? Or yes or no? Or yes? I mean, the region of your brain
like
is that... Yes? Steve?
I like your logic.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with yes. What do you think?
Okay, Eddie?
Yeah.
Yes, there is. It's the nucleus.
Right.
Apollos.
Good job.
Apollumnus in the brain. Okay, I have no idea where that came from, but we'll take it anyhow, and that's
one right and zero wrong. And the categories remaining are current events,
iTunes,
people,
readings.
Places, things you should have learned in school.
Slower, public radio.
The categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or odds and ends.
Yeah, a little too much emotion, though, I thought.
Okay, well, next time.
Emotionless and slow, that's the way we like it here.
Wooden.
Oh, wooden. I'm sorry, Addie, would you like one of those categories? You want to hear me again?
Yeah.
Wooden, right?
No.
Okay.
Be yourself.
Categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Probably odds and ends, maybe, Steve?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Odds and ends, maybe, Steve. According to a Burger King survey, men who prefer grilled burgers are one of the following. Are they all better looking? Are they better dancers? Or do they need two hands to hold their whoppers? Sorry, Eddie.
You eat burgers from Burger King?
Sorry about that.
What?
Do you like Burger King?
I haven't been there in a long time, yeah. So I really don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, these are men who prefer the grilled burgers they have at Burger King. Are they better looking, better dancers, or are they, you know, the other one? This is a Burger King survey, like, so, you know.
I like the grill, so I'm going to say, so I'm thinking better looking. What do you think?
Better looking.
I think so, too.
Yes, better looking, isn't it? They're, according to Burger King, if you like their burgers, you're better looking. So that works out.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere
good,
now,
good,
huh?
Yeah, good progress, yeah.
Okay, what do you got left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school.
Steve?
How about current events?
Current events. So, Steve, do you cook for yourself at home or just, you know, by the time you get home and figure, forget it?
I cook very little at home.
Do you, yeah?
Yeah.
Kind of
fried, you know, by the end of the day. No pun intended.
No pun intended. None received.
Okay.
Popular new cosmetic surgery looks to obtain whose arms? What kind of... I'm sorry again, Annie. I keep apologizing to you. There's a new kind of cosmetic surgery that people are asking for, and it's an arm type of arm surgery to have arms like a well-known individual. And I want to know who that individual is that this new burgeoning...
Male or female?
Female person, age. And they want arms like someone. So that's a new surgery. So we got to figure
Michelle
out who
Michelle Obama?
Whoa!
I don't know what cosmetic surgery is, so I'm gonna have Steve make the answer.
Okay, and he's right. Michelle Obama. They all want arms like Michelle Obama. Nobody wants arms like Molly Goldberg anymore. I don't know why. Well, that's unbelievable. They have in fact won
the quiz.
Well, should they stop and just forget about
it? Well, I mean, that's a choice that they need to make as a duo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, give us some idea why.
Well, I mean, they could stop and have won and get some great prizes, or they could put it all on the line and go for the mother load.
The mother load.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many more prizes.
Many, many more prizes, yep.
Yes.
Of high quality.
Addie, you want to go for it, bud?
Yeah.
They're going to go for it. Okay.
Let's do it.
Steve and Addie, got to get, what, two right?
Yeah, two right.
Two
to
right.
Win the mother load.
Two right.
Yeah.
What? Three right.
They have three right.
They have three right.
Don't fight with us. You know what we're doing. I got the numbers right here.
How dare you listen to my show and correct
me? We have no idea what we're doing.
Huh? They got to get two right.
Yeah.
Or is it one right?
Well, you change your mind. You change your mind on that often.
Well, it depends. We have plenty of time.
We do have plenty of time. So let's do two.
Two.
Yeah. Great.
Let's play two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then, what's left then?
People, places, things you should have learned in school.
Okay. Annie?
Places?
Places, okay, could be anywhere. Let's see if it is. Yes, it is. Acts of kindness in Singapore. Might want to let Steve handle this one, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have you handle it, Steve.
Have you been to Singapore? Maybe you've been to Singapore.
No.
No? Steve, Addie, neither? No? Okay. Well, anyhow, acts of kindness in Singapore, and apparently they keep track of these things in Singapore. Are they down, up, or are they pretty much flat? Acts of kindness. In this year.
Well, I know they're up here in the United States.
Acts of kindness.
What do you think, Eddie?
Yeah. Acts of kindness. They measure them in Singapore for some reason. Acts of kindness are reported.
Do you have a clue, Eddie?
Look at me like that. I'm trying my best here.
Okay, that's weird because why would acts of kindness be measured?
I know. You can't really, but in Singapore they are very concerned about that there be acts of kindness. Because then the more people will come to Singapore and they can be kind to them. I have no idea.
Addie,
yeah.
I think it has to be up.
Or down or flat. There's a kindness movement in Singapore, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I think it's up to.
You think it's up to? Do you think it could possibly maybe not be as kind as they were last year?
No.
Slight downturn in kindness?
I'm probably.
And you just said no, so maybe we should. And you just said no, so maybe we should go with no.
Last year was a very kind year in Singapore. It was probably one of the kinder years they've had. A lot of acts of kindness. So you can't always maintain that.
Down?
Down is right. Yes, they're down a little bit. A little bit. 83% to 62%. It was a big plunge, actually. We don't know what happened there.
The hotline broke down, I think.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, so that would be 4 right and 0 wrong.
Okay.
And the remaining categories are people or...
This is it, then.
This is it, yes.
For everything.
Yes. Yeah. So choose wisely between people or things you should have learned in school.
Steve?
People?
Or...
Maybe?
Addie?
I'm not sure. People?
People or Steve? Or both of you?
People?
People, okay?
People's good.
People's good, okay. Best job? Probably seen the list. Best job?
I'm going to have Steve do this one. I don't know that one.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe see what you think. The best job. The best job. Best job. Quiz show host. Yeah, okay.
Quiz show master.
Okay. Physician, San Jose, I think it'd be. If you're Arthur. The best job is one of the following. Life coach, actuary, or no job at all? The best job is?
No job at all?
That's a joke. I sometimes put a joke thing in there. Yeah. The best job is no job at all? You know, sort of a joke.
Very funny.
You're leaving me hang here, Andy. We'll cross that out. Life coach or actuary? Best job on the job list.
Maybe life coach, Abby.
Yeah, let's go with life coach.
Life coach, or did you hear the actuary? The actuary is a guy who does financial analysis of people's various situations and say it's a pretty good job.
Sounds kind of boring to me, but it sounds profitable, so maybe I... What do you think, Eddie?
Get to be an actuary, write your own ticket. Whereas a life coach, you're always looking for work.
Say that again.
What?
Say that again.
Me?
No, Steve.
Oh, Steve, I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said possible actuary.
Oh. Actuary. Like a glorified accountant.
Yeah, right. Let's go with actuary.
Actuary is right. Yes, the best job you can have. So think about it, kids. Holy cow, they won it all.
I'm changing my career.
Holy cow, you won everything.
Nice job, Addie.
Addie, learn and have fun at the same time with the Flashmaster handheld computer that makes math flashcards obsolete from Flashmaster. Then break out the jams listening to Bourbon, Spearmint, and Ice, a CD from the Louisville Honky Tonk Band of Johnny Berry and the Outliers. Proclaim yourself a part-time model with a red T-shirt from Ray Gunn of Des Moines. Discover arcane secrets of golf. This will come in really handy for you with Bobby Rusher's When to Regrip Your Ball Retriever from R. Paul Rusher & Company. And load up on lots of waltzes, mazurkas, etude, and nocturne on What Do You Know About Chopin with liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records.
This is the cornucopia?
This is the cornucopia.
Oh, boy.
I can add something else in.
Put some more corn in the corn.
And you can also make sonic mayhem wherever you go with a mini toot wood whistle. Steve.
Oh, who gets that?
Addie does. Okay.
Anything
Steve.
That you'd like? We can get.
A pair of What Do You Know cow print sunglasses?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, good, okay. There you go, the whole kit and caboodle. Steve, find out how often a Frenchman weighs himself along with other valuable information in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books.
Can we give Addie one of those, too?
Yeah, sure. Then celebrate cows, chickens, and other Wisconsin icons with a colorful art print from MarciaSparks.com. Watch a movie in the palm of your hand with a flip book from Thumb Cinema. And play What Do You Know? The Party Game, including contestants, questions, and audience, along with a classic Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing.
She needs that, too.
Yeah, she can have that, too. Yeah. Available exclusively at NotMarsh.com. Congratulations to you both.
All right. Addie.
Thank you.
Nice work, Addie.
Thank you.
We'll get all set. Steve,
thank
hang
you,
on.
Eddie. Nice job.
Hang on and make sure you get that.